بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، I've been discussing and reading from this kitab أسماء الحسنى, the most beautiful names of Allah جل جلاله. We began the discussion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attribute of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-shaheed, the witness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses, whether it be the zahir, whether it be the batin, whether it be alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, the unseen, that it is seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness of everything. What we cannot see beyond our comprehension, beyond our eyesight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we mentioned and we discussed this poem that describes the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following manner. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. In everything there is a sign which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Allah is all alone. He has no partner whatsoever. The mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the idolaters, polytheists, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Sharif, you find different places. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Ask them, مَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That to whom does the, who is the Rabb of the seven skies and the earth? سَيَقُولُونَ. Soon they will say, لِلَّهِ. It belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they ascribed partners to Allah. That to get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has an agency of these idols. So you only can get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala via these idols. Without these idols, you cannot get to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this now was a disbelief in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So you find in many kalima, la sharika la, Allah has no partner. Because they had this idol is a partner to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you want sustenance, go to this idol. If you want children, go to that idol. That idol will supplicate for you what it received on your behalf. So they believed that these idols had effects in them. But these idols were dead. They had no effect. They would make them, they would sculpture them out, and they would worship them thereafter. In every period of time, ulama say that the people will have different idols in their lives. Whether it be the credit card, this can do. Or cash, or the wallet, or the bank, or my degree. All these become idols in our lives. That is why we have to renew iman over and over again. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Allah is all alone, He has no partner whatsoever. This belief has to come in the depths of the heart, and it's a lifetime effort. So this once a week program, once a week majlis, or twice a week, it's a daily effort. Daily effort of giving this da'wat. So لا إله إلا الله من لم يدعو يدعى. The person doesn't give the da'wat of la ilaha illallah, then he will be invited. Everything is inviting us away from Allah. As Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that everything says, mujkudek. Look at me, look at me, look away from Allah, look at me. And insan also becomes so haughty and proud sometime, that he wants people to look at him also. This is what I have, this is where I am going, this is my degree, these are my children. And he wants to be noticed, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send insan for this. He sent insan to become a slave. Abu Hakim Muqtasab rahimullah used to say that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the arwah and the souls of all the people in the alam al-arwah, in the realm of the souls. At that time they had no joints and body parts and limbs attached to this ruh. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this insan to go into this world. He says, Allah Ta'ala said to insan, so to say, they go into this world, غلام بنكه, as a slave. اور واپس آنا ولي بنكه, come back as my friend. You only can get my friendship in this dunya. As long as you are here in عالم الأرواح, then you will not get my friendship. You will have to go in dunya, you will have to toil, you will have to fight your nafs, and you have to connect to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now you come back as a friend of Allah, جل جلاله. What a contact. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in every thing there is a sign which points to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Now insan himself becomes so much about himself. Whether it's my home, my vehicle, my style. And this was qaruniyat. قارون had this, إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. He had treasures and the keys of the treasures. He needed a whole army of men and donkeys to carry the keys only. So many accounts he had. Person opens his wallet, you see how many black cards he got, how many purple cards he got, and how many color cards he has. And that way he was to display it also. And I got so many cards and so many accounts and VVIP. Different level I am on. The Fir'aun, Qarun had the same thing also, to show everybody. And then he would say also, all this I got, I've earned it. Ala ilmin indi, because of my ilm and my knowledge, my expertise. Allah didn't like this. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala sunk him and his home and all his treasures together. And Mufassirin say they'll continue sinking to the earth till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, my dear brothers, that this shouldn't come in me also. That I purchase a certain garb or the certain property or the certain vehicle or the certain, so people notice me. Now we are challenging Allah Ta'ala. That I want to be praised. I want to be witnessed. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only praise is for Allah. And the beginning words of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi. All praise is for Allah. But now I also want praises. Yes, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his du'as. What was within him, what he asked for. So he made this dua that comes in Quran Sharif also. Rabbana atina, O our Rabb, grant us, give us in this world hasana, goodness. In this goodness also hasana, we are asking Allah to give us goodness. One tafsir of hasana is thana'ul khalq, where the creation will praise you. Without you wanting it, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put your muhabbat in their hearts and they will want to praise you. And then too, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that who doesn't like to be praised? Allah says, the praise belongs to me, it doesn't belong to you. So there are two riwayat also. إِذَا مُدِحَ الْمُؤْمِنِ رَبَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِهِ One hadith says that when a mu'min is praised, then his iman increases in his heart. Other hadith says when you are praised, and the person that is praising you, then throw sand in his mouth. Don't allow him to praise you. Because he'll go to the head that, yes, I am somebody. He noticed me. Sometimes the masturat, the human folk also. If I wasn't noticed, then the whole function was spoilt. Snubbed me, didn't speak to me, just walked away, did like they didn't see me. Who has to meet you? Why must meet you? For what? Who am I? Got a chip on my shoulder, they say, chip on the shoulder. That now, when I walk in, now the show must start. Now the games must begin. I'm not here, how can you start anything without me? And sometimes we say it even in sarcasm also, just jokingly. Shouldn't even say that also. Shouldn't even say it jokingly also. You know who's the boss? I came now, we can start. Now roll the chow, bring the food. You know who's here now. Don't even say it. Because saying it, you begin to believe it. And Allah Pak doesn't like that. Here, Qarun just said it. All this I got because of myself, because of my knowledge. So to become the true slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that I'm nothing. This will only come when we ponder, we think, we apply our minds and we speak over and over again. Only Faruq Makki sahab dan barakatuhu, Allah ta'ala grant him afiyat and good health. How you'd explain? Surah Muddathir. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, qum fa'andir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir. You see, look at the tartib. Allah is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was wrapped up in his shawl. He's commanded, qum, stand up, O Nabi of Allah. Stand up, fa'andir, and warn the people. Here, fa'andir means warn. Allah Pak doesn't mention who to warn. He's left open, warn the entire humanity. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ And how to warn them? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ That explain to them, kabbir means takbir. The kibriya, the baraya of Allah, explain to them the greatness of Allah. O Nabi of Allah, you explain to them how great Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is. And then he would say, Allah bara hai, bare ke maanne mein barkat hai, bare ke maanne mein kamyabi hai, bare ke maanne mein khair hai. So put this in your heart, that Allah is great. We don't want to say greatest, because there's no comparison to Allah. Allah is great, period. That's it, there's no comparison. When you say greatest, it means somebody is also great. Allah is greater than him. Allah is great. He says, Allah bara hai, Allah is great. Bare ke maanne mein khair hai. In accepting the command of the one that is great is only goodness for you, barakat for you, or kamyabi, success for you. What does it mean? That I am nothing, Allah is great. And everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything I see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat explains also, we see our little children, 2-3 year old, whether our own child or grandchild. He says, see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala manufactured this child, how Allah ta'ala made this child, how Allah ta'ala designed this child. The lips and the cheeks and the nose. Hazrat says, the child is so cute, sometimes you just want to eat her up. But we get astonished by one computer is talking to me. On board computer. Look at this little computer. Look at this computer Allah Ta'ala made. How it learns the language. How she starts speaking. How it starts moving. At what speed they're riding that little scooter of this. And Hazrat says, look at Allah Ta'ala's computer. See Allah Ta'ala designed this, did the wiring. How it's moving. And how it's moving and how it charms you also. Then see Allah, look at your signs, how beautiful. Look at the signs of Allah, how beautiful. So Allah Ta'ala open our hearts and become conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Everything we see only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whether in ourselves, سَنُورِيمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala says, soon I will show them. I will show them our signs. فِي الْآفَاقِ in the horizon. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ within themselves also. The signs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are so deep and so zahir. Ajib, one poet says, Ya Allah, tum lak pardo ke piche hai. Ya Allah, you are behind thousands and hundreds of thousands of pardas and veils. But then too, your qudrat is so apparent. Although you are hidden, but your beauty and your qudrat and power is still so manifest. Although you are hidden from us, but then too, you are so manifest. That you still can't hide, Ya Allah. We still see you everywhere. We have eyes of the heart that we can see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That here's Allah's qudrat. Ya Allah, how are you doing this? How this happened? Unbelievable. Today we all went to work, whatever occupation we had, and we know how busy, the phone doesn't stop. The phone doesn't stop. Just cut a deal, just sorted this out, sorted that out, sorted this out. Whether it's a nusuk app also, I got a booking, this happened, how the whole thing happened so quickly. So everything got done. And just think at least, end of the day, all these things I did in one day, and just make some tafakkur, some tadabbur, some muraqaba, that, Ya Allah, you did all of this. You did all of this. I didn't do anything. At least we become witness to the qudrat of Allah. It is end of the day, I'm sitting down, and I did so many things, all at a rush also. Mind is working at what speed? I can't even connect that time to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala right now. What speed my mind is moving. At least end of the day, negate yourself. I did nothing today. Nothing really. They say how you bury your gunas, bury your good deeds also. Who did it? Allah gave tawfiq. I didn't do anything. It was Allah Ta'ala's favor upon me that these things could happen today. So end of the day, negate ourselves. Shaykhul Islam wa Hussain Ahmadi rahmatullah alayhi will say that in the 4 rakat salah, your mind was nowhere. Nowhere at all in the salah. In 4 rakats where the brain didn't travel. Hazrat says also that the cough that you had 2 months ago, now you remember in namaz, I had a cough, I wonder how's my throat now. So you'd make some mashq a little bit, practice the cough, not so bad. Eczema you had behind the ears, now you're feeling in namaz, it's still there. On namaz time you remember, the parcel you kept also. All comes in salah. Completely forgot where you were, oblivious completely. Oblivious of where you were completely. What Imam Sahib read in Zohar namaz too, you can't remember. So they asked the students, they said, gee, can't remember. Zohar namaz can't remember what Imam Sahib read. So we can imagine where they were gone. So Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, what Imam Sahib read, can't even know what he read also. Mine was gone completely. Then ask yourself, when I'm going to sajda, what I'm thinking of right now, once I'm in sajda, just think to myself, right now I'm making sajda my qabr. What I'm thinking of right now is going to help me right now. I better just divorce that thought right now. Only Allah is going to help me. Only Allah is going to help me. Even if I think about it in namaz, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference. Right now I'm in my qabr and I'm making sajda. Only person and only zaat and being can help is my Allah. Think of Allah now. Then to Mawla Hussain Ahmad Badi Rahman says, entire namaz you didn't think of Allah. But at least after namaz, After namaz, you just think for a moment, Ya Allah, where am I went? Where I was gone? Even at that moment, Allah is akramul akramin, the most kind of the kind ones. This is that moment also, finally you came to your senses. But Ya Allah, I even forgot about you in this 4 rakats. Now you remembered, Allah will give you the reward of a salah of khushu and khudu. Concentration. At least now you woke up. At least now you woke up. Slowly, slowly the thought will come into salah. From the salam to the dua. In my dua also, please reading it. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Please come into the end. Taghfirli warhamni. Listing of that. Taghfirli. Allah forgive me, have mercy upon me. I forgot my whole namaz. These those two words catch the heart. Taghfirli warhamni. Innaka antal ghafoorur rahim. It is at that moment also. It is at that moment also. You thought of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says ticked. You passed kamyabi. You got success already. This for our namaz. At least for my day also. When I'm just going to lie down at night. And I think, Ya Allah, today this I sorted out. That I did. And this happened. And that happened. Sorted. And some things didn't get done also. Just think, Ya Allah, who did all of this today? I'm just one puppet. You get the string puppet. And who's controlling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah releases one string. Who can look after the hand? Allah releases one leg. Just one string Allah released. You banged your leg, you didn't even know what happened. Now you're limping. Why, what happened? Say, I don't know what happened. I don't know where I banged my leg. Why is your leg? You don't know you banged it. How come? Say, I don't know what happened. I was walking somewhere. I must have banged it somewhere. But it's your old leg. You don't know where you hit it. Sometimes you don't realize it's bleeding also. Allah shows, I just released one string. You just want puppet only. So where is there any praise for you? That you are doing everything. Even the housewife. When she's doing that baking, how many years she's baking? And she put it in the oven, she's still looking, I hope it doesn't flop. And it comes out, you say, how many years you're baking? Still true now, what happened? Allah let it happen. You're not doing it, but I'll take all the praise. Now it came right, now I'll upload it. Now I want all the likes. Whether the husband liked it or not, doesn't matter. But the online crowd, they must like it. They must like it. But look at it, everything besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Besides this, His messengers and revealed books also testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سنوريم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم. Soon we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and within themselves. Allah's signs are so manifest. One complaint Allah Pak has in Quran Sharif, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَمُعَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ Surah Yusuf. Allah says, how many signs of mine in the skies and the earth? يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا You pass by them. Insan walks past by them. But he just makes i'raz. He just turns, he doesn't see anything. He doesn't see me anywhere. His life just comes out like that. He just enjoys the day and enjoys the night. There's a thing, who's doing it right now? Who brought the night? Who's taking out the day? He's got so much of work tomorrow. Doesn't realize tomorrow's work depends upon Allah who will take out the day from the night. I just need to have a rest now. Who's going to bring the night? It's only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, look at my signs. Allah has a complaint. You just walk past it, you don't even see it. But we will see the skyscrapers. What a building. And that Hazrat says, the skyscraper, uske niche kachara hai. It is built upon kachara, rubble, dirt, concrete. And that concrete or that cement comes through your closet, you say, it's dirt, wash it out. It's made from that. But we love it so much. And the reality is, all that kachara and all that concrete and everything else, that to make it look nice, you have to doll it up now. Put the nice tiles. But behind it is just kachi int. Unbaked brick, oh, is a concrete, hollow brick, we just dolled it up a bit. It's fake, but I love it so much. Jannat is real. One brick of pure gold, pure silver, and the cement of musk. You say, yeh haqiqat hai. Let your heart go there. Why is something behind all of this? And then you've got to maintain so much. You have to look after it. Let the heart go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala where the heart should be. So the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are manifest. Allah will show it. And within yourselves also. And many times we mentioned, it took the medical fraternity and the West and the scientists and whoever it may be, so many years just to understand the science behind one sunnah. 1,447 years. Now they realize a miswak is what a floral stick it is. Now they're advertising it on Amazon and here and there that you can buy this very beneficial. And we knew it so many, but we're not convinced. Now we'll buy it online. Today we read an article also about a Jewish scientist that became a Muslim. And he studied. And he studied the formation of the baby in the womb of the mother. So he goes into detail. And he says that the sharamga and the private part of a male has 69 fingerprints in it. How a fingerprint? You have a finger that you do the biometrics. So they know this is you. He says in the semen also the 69 fingerprints that refer to the identity of who the father is. So he says that this goes into the womb of the mother. So why he goes into this discussion? And now it's become very common. Allah protect the ummah, ourselves, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters. That now this feminism has gotten grip of their mind also. Divorce. And now they're challenging, why should we sit in iddat? That my fault is his fault. Now he's free to go everywhere, I must sit at home. He caused it, he did this, he did that. And now they're challenging the commands of Allah. What? We already separated for so long, we haven't had intimacy, why should I sit in iddat? It's a command of Allah. You just want makhluk, you know, challenge the creator. Your little 2-year-old child challenges you, you get so angry. What do you say? You don't ask me, you just do what I'm telling you. But when it comes to Allah's command, now we want to question. Where we have the intellect to challenge the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many of them nowadays are here. Why should we sit in iddat? Whereas now, he issued the talaq, he divorced me. Now he's free to get married, he can do this, he can do that. But this Jewish doctor, scientist, he said, then he studied this. And I can't remember the exact figures. But he says, when the semen goes into the womb of the woman, then it takes time for the woman to clear it out. He says, after one menstrual cycle, about 27% more or less of the semen, the identity of it is destroyed. Then the second menstrual cycle, little more than that. But the third menstrual cycle, 99.9% of the fingerprint is erased from the womb of the mother. And then he goes into more detail. He says, when they did a research in America, in some areas where the women were more protected, and he did these tests, and he found most of them, they had only one fingerprint within the womb, and that was the father. When they did the more affluent places, where they were more, they were promiscuous, multiple partners, but the women were married. See, one case we found from the 3 children she had, 2 weren't his children. Just on the fingerprint only. So when a woman now has to sleep with a man, before that iddat period is over, he said now there's a mixture of fingerprints, who the child belongs to. So even the womb now gets confused. Whose child is this? And then what happens, the entire Muslim community breaks down. Sharia thrives on a healthy community. Where, that is why, that the, so to say, the most severe punishment in Sharia is for adultery. Take the life of the fornicator. Sharia will not tolerate a filthy society. Where a child is illegitimate, doesn't know who is the father, from there delinquency will begin. Then no maktab, I don't know, go to madrasa. Then he carry Quran Sharif. What happened? Where he started from? That is why one discussion happened one time amongst the mufti and the ulama ikram, that in our country right now, we find this problem. As a local, who's your father? Angas. I don't know. What was the outcome of that? Cold-hearted and hard. Doesn't know what it is to be loved. There's no muhabbat. Take somebody's life in cold blood, he'll eat the food in the kitchen and he'll walk out and burn the child with the kettle water also. There's no feeling. Why? No nikah. Adultery. got up now 10:20, one farm with one go-go, one old lady. We asked your brothers also, that how you got up there? He says, very difficult. There's no meat, there's no food. Say, what do you do? He said, the neighbor, one of them told us also, the neighbor used to work, he had food, he had meat in his house. And in the farm area, by 7 o'clock, everything is dark. He said, I used to go quietly into his kitchen and have a full meal. I say, even at that time, when you were so young, you could see in the dark also. He said, yeah, we get trained. We get trained to look in the dark. When we come to the city, we see lights, it's too much for us. Now we got no fear to walk in somebody's house. The survival. Why? Because mother didn't know who the father is. Mother didn't know who the father is. She needed one boyfriend for the hair, one for the airtime, and one for the clothes. It came in one article at one time. We need 3 or 4 suppliers to keep ourselves going. So Sharia has so much importance just to nikah only. That make the nikah. Make the nikah. It's another discussion altogether. But make the nikah. Two adults are ready to get married. They may be young, but they're ready to get married. Or the parents say, we're not ready as yet. Your nikah is done already. They two want to get together. And then one parent, I said, why do you make the nikah quickly? So he asked me, what's the rush? I said, inna lillahi. Rabbi Ali said, rush with the nikah. They said, must rush with it. Allah asked, what's the rush? Then you see the fitna starting. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so this Jewish scientists say, now understood when the Quran says the 3 menstrual cycles. Then she can remarry. Then the question comes, what about upon his demise? 4 months, 10 days. If you say in 3 menstrual cycles, the womb is cleared out. 99.9% of his fingerprint has now vanished and exited from the womb. Now what about iddatul wafat? The iddat of the loss of a husband. 4 months, 10 days. How do you explain this? He said, they also, he said, we were boggled. That for a woman that lost her husband, it took her that long for her to clear her womb. He says, why? Because she's in grief. She's in grief right now. When she grieves, it takes longer for the womb to become clear and clean. And on that, he titled the entire article, that Muslim women are the cleanest women on earth. The cleanest women on earth. How long it took them? Almost 1,500 years. 1,447 years, finally to understand. One command of Quran Sharif, we still got doubts whether my wife was going to parada. What's the hikmat? What's the wisdom? I still have a doubt with them as wearing my pants above the ankles. I still have a doubt with them as keep a full beard. I'm still having doubts. Here the kuffar are realizing. Through their studies, they're coming scientifically. We don't need the scientific proofs and evidences. We got the words of Rasulullah s.a.w. Allah says he's the most truthful. That's all we need. That's why this da'wah is to be given every day. In everything you'll find the sign of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now how deep they are finding it and they're accepting it. They're accepting it and they feel that they are studying. Now for me, my business, how come not finding Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Because I'm still feeling I'm doing it. That's why we say at night, when you lie on think tonight, Ya Allah, the whole day went. Ya Allah, how you did everything. How you did everything. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I hand over my affairs all to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether the wife now, husband is giving me a hard time, Ya Allah, he's also yours, he belongs to you, Ya Allah, you sort him out. I can't do it. I can't explain to him. I can't explain to her. I tell her she don't understand. She says, you don't understand. You got no emotions and you like this and you like that. Hand it over to Allah. I'm only one slave here to make khidmat of the family and to make khidmat of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is abdiyat. So Allah ta'ala said, I will show you. I will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and in themselves. So little we go take out time. We got to take our time. But we know when it comes to dunya, doesn't give us the time. Doesn't give us the time. That's why we have a complete system of deen. Complete system of deen, where we take our time once in a month. Brothers are crying, give one 3 days. Go and take our time. Go sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. The whole folk, the whole week, they're busy, busy, busy. And they worry, what will happen to the children? What will happen here? What will happen there? So what the system Allah Pak has given us, Ben, for 1 hour in the week, take our time, go sit in the ta'aleem. Go sit in the ta'aleem for 1 hour, and 1 hour of dua you can make. One of dua you can make, Hadi Abdullah Habsa rahmatullah alayhi, was Amir of Pakistan, and what a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When his khadim, he said, if I tell you Hadi Sahib is to make dua, you might give fatwa against him. But that was his connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like a little boy throwing tantrums tahajjud time. He said, throwing tantrums in the room. He'll be rolling this way, rolling that way, punching the wall. Ya Allah, if you don't give America hidayat, I'm not going to eat today. I'm not going to sleep today. Like how the little child says, I'm not going to eat. I'm not eating my food. Gets upset. That was his connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to take a rest. And where he used to sleep? In his own bayan. Another says, I haven't seen a man in the world that has so much of peace, itminan in his own bayan. We give bayan, already we call gabarat. So much of yaqeen he had, that what he's saying is the haqq that he heard from his elders, that he would fall asleep in his bayan also. So he's mentioned about him, that once some masla came, some problem came, and he thought to himself, we need to muraqabah, meditation, Ya Allah, when's the best time to make dua? When is tahajjud, we know. After salatu, we know. But we know how quickly we make dua at that time. So the hadith came to mind. When the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place, halqa of dhikr is taking place, then rahmat is descending, malaika in shara of the gathering, and sakina descends upon the hearts of the people. Malaika, they throng around the gathering and they make their sufuf and their rows right to the arsh of Allah. And they are taking our name right now. You say, Ya Allah, that's the time to make dua. That's the time, because 100% right now I am in the obedience of Allah. When I sat in the halqa of ta'aleem, listening to the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made dua. Dua in the heart. And he says, in no time Allah Ta'ala solved my problem. He said to the masturat, take away 1 hour in the week. You are so worried, husband is troubling, children are troubling, in-laws are, this one, that one. Go sit 1 hour in the ta'aleem. At least break away now, and go sit 1 hour in the ta'aleem and take all your duas with you. And present it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The child is troubling also. Take the child also. Sakina will come upon the child. The child will trouble a little bit, it's normal. Rai Mushtaq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi wa rahman will say, he said, when you're making ta'aleem at home and the children are jumping up and down, don't shout at them. So let them jump, let them play. But they know ta'aleem is taking place. Just say ta'aleem taking place, ta'aleem taking place. But don't make them sit, it's against their nature to sit. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi, when that one murid came, so he asked him, where's your, haven't seen your children in a long time, where's your children? He said, Hazrat, I'll bring them. When he brought them the next time, so they sat next to him, sitting with adab, very respectfully. So Hazrat Thami asked him, kya bachche bimar hai? Are your children sick? He says, no Hazrat, they're not sick. He said, you want them, isn't it? They must sit quietly. He said, gee Hazrat. He said, they want not to come here again. He said, they must jump and play. That's what children are for. You can't stifle them and hold them back. They need, yes, we teach them adab and respect. But children are children, they're going to fidget, they're going to keep on grabbing him. Don't move. It's against his nature. So even for ta'aleem also, the child must be taken for ta'aleem. And whether we sit at the back, the child will trouble a little bit, but we're sitting in the halqa, we're sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will come in the child's heart. That's our topic of discussion, but even to the extent, we hear that even the unborn child within the mother's womb, even takes effect what's happening outside the womb. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his father was born, his mother used to read so much of Quran Sharif, his father knew almost Surah Baqarah by heart when he began speaking. Almost more than two paras he knew. When he started speaking, he was reading Surah Baqarah. Well, his mother used to read so much of Quran Sharif. So one of the students told me one day, there was one doctor in the States, and so he tried this out. Wasn't a Muslim doctor. For 6 months of his wife's pregnancy, he would read for half an hour every day to the womb of his, to the unborn child, to the womb of his wife, encyclopedia. When the child began to speak, he knew the countries, he knew the capitals, all these things he knew. Even he knew that the child would get effect. That's why they say tarbiyat and nurturing of the child doesn't start when he becomes 5 and 6. It starts from the time the mother learns that she has conceived now. Now already she has to be careful. She has to be very, very careful. What she does, her emotions, her thoughts, etc. The effect of that. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers, when it comes to becoming conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. especially for the brothers that are going for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala take all of us over and over again, whether we are going, we are not going, how to present myself. I'm going to the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We know we're going for a function, they say, dress code. Dress code, and you know the Masturat, if they're going for a function, and there's a certain dress code, they're not going to do shopping one day before, when we get there. It's a month before. We're already going now to the tailor, to the designer. We're going not to somebody's function, we're going to Baytullah, the house of Allah. How Allah wants me to come here, this is how I must come. This I must present myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. That I'm nothing. Whether I came on certain class or certain hotel I'm staying, ya Allah give it. And I come with humility. That is why they say when you come to Baytullah, all come with the same clothes. As Hakim Sahib will say, Faqir wa maldar. Sufayd ya kala. Sab barabar. Whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you've come from palatial home for a hut, by Allah, you're all equal. Allah doesn't look at your bank balance. You come with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu. Then you're accepted. Or you'll be invited, we'll host you. We'll host you. Person came now for the da'wat, but now he came with his own type of attire. Not suitable. He came with his short pants or jammies. And I say, where? Put him somewhere corner by. I say, who's this? Some connection of yours? He say, he's not well, little bit. Just came from the doctors right now. So we'll just give him quickly and we'll just make it to Allah, hope it goes away quickly. So same way we're going to Baytullah. Muslim be that Allah Baqa has to make sabr upon us. Look at the Banda, how he came. He doesn't know where he has come to. He come to the capital of the universe. That is why they say when you come to Medina Munawwara, come in such a condition, the Nabi of Allah waits for you, to welcome you. That my ummati has come. That now you look like me. And she also, she has listened, she heard, and she looks like Azwaj Mutahharat. Now the sifat will come. Now the highway is open. Now the taluq is open. Now we'll get that one nazar of shafqat and love from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The shouldn't be he turns his face away. What you came for? You just came to show face and you want to carry on? You came, Nabi, that's why they say, one barakat of having a sheikh, of having love for an alim, is like how you have the shauk and desire to go and meet him. If you don't love anybody for the sake of Allah, then you don't know how to carry yourself out, you don't know the etiquette, you don't have the desire. But you have a desire, like now the Ulwukul Jor will take place, Muni Bamsap will come. The desire is there already, Mu'ana will come. Just to shake his hand, just to see him, just to listen to his bayan. The love is flowing in the heart already. The love is flowing in the... There's already a practice for a person because you love someone for the sake of Allah. So now there's already a practice that when I'm going to stand and walk to Babu Salam, where I'm going right now? What ethical, like I'm going to meet my Hazrat, I'm going to meet my Sheikh, I'm going to meet my Ustaz, I'm going to meet the elders. This is the elder of all elders. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What desire now? And this yaqeen will come in your heart that my Nabi Isa is alive, he's looking at me, he's going to reply to me. The desire and the shauq is there. I don't look anywhere else. I'm going to meet him right now. Then I'm going to meet my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this Allah ta'ala is shaheed, he's a witness of everything we do. How do I get this quality in my heart? At least tonight we sit, we lie down and think, Ya Allah, what happened today? All the things that I've done today, Ya Allah, you did it. Whether I gave some mashura, whether I treated somebody, whether I gave somebody a job, and all this, you did it. All this import, export, and all the goods and everything else. I thought all this time, a big man, Ya Allah, all this, you did it. All this, you did it. And just a few days ago, speaking to somebody also. Speaking yesterday, speaking to a big businessman, sitting in his business also, roaring business. Speaking about the past, we had humble beginnings. And now look at this. We've got children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and building homes for all of them right now. Building homes, and the computer is on and the email is there and this trust and this account and that account. So we're talking, having a conversation. He says, and the business is roaring right now. Then he says, now we understand. Now he's of that age, 70s, 80s. So I remember my grandfather, when he was of this age, and how he used to make his wasiyat, that I pay her, yache, the money is left over here, that one thing, that tijori, that safe, this one, that one. Now I can understand what was going through his mind at that age. Now he had children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. But end of the day, what he took? He prepared for his mort, the same grandfather of his also passed away, Makkah al-Mukarramah. So he says, and looking at all of this, he says, end of the day, all this, nothing is going with me. All this will be left here. The business will continue one day, but the day I pass away, possibly the afternoon, the business will be open again. Business will be open again. Now I'll be gone in the qabr already. I won't take anything from here. Not one email also, not one cent, nothing whatsoever. Although I'm the boss over here, shouldn't be I go in the qabr, I'm a pauper over there. And I got nothing. But that is a man whose heart is conscious. He witnesses Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his business also. And all this is, the trill is ringing away, but he knows that nothing I'm taking with me. Can do everything for the family now, but when I go in there, I'm only taking iman and amal. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Inshallah, make zikr. In the zikr we make also of La ilaha illallah. Ya bi atat La ilaha illallah laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. Between our La ilaha illallah and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no obstacle, there's no barrier, there's no rukawat. It goes directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, for that to go to Allah, to remove everything. Whatever work I did today, whatever I have by me, La ilaha, I don't worship any of these things. I don't worship my bank balance, I don't worship my cards, my business, my home, how smart I am, everything Allah Ta'ala has given. La ilaha. Ya Allah, I don't worship myself. It's only illallah. Ya Allah, you are the witness of everything. You allowed all these things to happen and I'll come back to you empty-handed with nothing whatsoever. In this way we take out everything from the heart, all our evil and bad habits, our bad akhlaq, and everything else we hand it over to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Once a person makes tawbah from the heart, immediately Allah Ta'ala says, my beloved has returned. Ta'ibu Habibullah. The one that makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. In La ilaha illallah, this kalima of tawbah this is. Allah, I make tawbah. And ya Allah, you give me tawfiq, like how everything else I'm getting it right in my dunya, ya Allah, put me right also. Whether it's my nazar, or my gazes, whether it's my ears, whether my tongue, from backbiting, from slander, from speaking everything besides Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to my outer appearance, my beard, my pants, my family, my children, and all this style. The only style is the style of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding and to prepare before we meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب وكريم رحيم الله. Forgive us all our sins, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, O my Allah. We have come with our begging bowls before you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, no one can forgive sins besides you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have plenty of sins, O my Allah. You are Afuun Kareem, Tuhibbul Afwa. Ya Allah, you are Afuun, you are Kareemun. You love to forgive, you are most kind, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you do what you love, O my Allah. You love to forgive the sin of the sinners, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight, O my Allah, with all our sins, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us all our sins. Remove all the memories of all the sins and the haram. Purify and cleanse our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make it pure and clean, O my Allah. O my Allah, grant us your ta'alluq and your muhabbat and your shadeed love, your intense muhabbat and love, O my Allah. So much of love and muhabbat for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that it prevents us from breaking your commands, O my Allah. So much muhabbat for you, O my Allah, as you have so much of love for us, O my Allah. Day and night, O my Allah, we are drowning in your ni'mats and your bounties from our food, our homes and our clothing and our cars. O my Allah, the cool rooms, O my Allah, the soft beds, O my Allah, the hot drinks, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you have spoiled us to the core, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, in return, O my Allah, we have spoiled your deen, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we ask you, Allah, our spoiled hearts, O my Allah, make islah of it, O my Allah, rectify it, O my Allah, make it correct, O my Allah. Give us righteousness, O Allah. Give us your muhabbat and your love and your consciousness, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that we are nothing, O my Allah. Nothing belongs to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the only thing we have is you and only you, O my Allah. Tuhi tuha, tuhi tuha, tuhi tu. Ya Allah, it's only you and only you and nobody else, O my Allah. We'll have to return to you one day with empty hands, O my Allah. The heart will speak, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, fill the hearts, Ya Allah, with the purity of your muhabbat and your love and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وسلم, and pay for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, the ummah is being tested only because they believe in you, O my Allah, only because they have love for you in Quran, they love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the only reason they are so resistant, O my Allah, because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, their lives have been taken away from them, their children have been taken away, they've been made to starve, O my Allah, only because of belief in you. O my Allah, relieve them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O my Allah. Send your malaika, Ya Allah. Send your junood and your armies for them, O my Allah. Grant them rahat and sukoon tonight, O my Allah. Let no bombs fall upon their heads, O my Allah. Let your rahmat descend, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you cover them and give them sukoon. Like how in the battle of Badr, O my Allah, إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِنُهُ. Ya Allah, sahaba ikram fell asleep in the battlefield, O my Allah. When the kuffar are looking at them, staring into their eyes, O my Allah, you cause the sukoon and nu'as, Ya Allah, slumber to come over them. Ya Allah, so the fear comes out from their hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you. The powers of the world are within your control, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you do how you want to do. Let all their plots and their scheme and their planning fall upon them, O my Allah. Let it, Ya Allah, reverse upon them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Shake the earth beneath their feet, O my Allah. Let their bombs fall upon them, O my Allah. Remove the hand of the zalim, O my Allah. Remove the hand of the zalim, O my Allah. If hidayah is not written for them, O my Allah, break the hands, O my Allah. And release the Muslim ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, feed them, O my Allah. Clothe them, O my Allah. Today, Ya Allah, tonight you fed us a wholesome meal, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you forgot to even take your layman to thank you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, tonight we'll go back to a comfortable home. Ya Allah, if it's hot, we'll put the aircon on. If it's cold, O my Allah, you'll keep us warm. O my Allah, where do the mothers, Ya Allah? Where do they protect the children, O my Allah? Where will they make them sleep tonight? What will they feed them tonight? O my Allah, we heard of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, by Allah. Or that light he made gush in Medina to Munawwara, and that woman with her children, Ya Allah, in the outskirts of Medina, Munawwara, Ya Allah, she says, where is the Amir al-Mu'mineen tonight? I have nothing to feed my children, O Allah. Tears come to his eyes, O Allah. He goes back to Baytul Mal. Ya Allah, he loads the ghee and the barley and the wheat. He carries upon his own back, O my Allah. And Ya Allah, he cooks the food himself. So the smoke goes through his Mubarak beard. Ya Allah, dead Khalifa is lying next to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, this is whom Umar bin Khattab in the Ummah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our cowardice, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, that we don't feel the pain of the Ummah. Ya Allah, there's no Umar bin Khattab. There's no Siddiqui Akbar, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are left behind to protect the Ummah, to make dua for them. And then it is only nafsi. Oh my Allah, give us hearts, Ya Allah. Give us hearts that bleed for the Ummah, the hearts of your awliya. Ya Allah, that make them restless at night. Ya Allah, we forget to make dua, one dua in the day for the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, for those in China, wherever they be in the world, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in India. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Ya Allah, relieve the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the cries of the babies of the Ummah, to the mothers of the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the chests have become dry. They have nothing to give their children. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our children open the fridge and the freezers and they say there's nothing to eat because there's so much to eat. They don't know what to eat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, tawfiq to me, qadr of your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in your bounties and drowning in sin at the same time. O my Allah, take us out from this flood of sins, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, hearts of lions, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, there's only one Khalid bin Walid. Ya Allah, they came from Yemen to Syria, O my Allah. They only heard his name, the Khalid is on his way. Ya Allah, the king. Ya Allah, the kingdom shook, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no Khalid anymore, O my Allah. We are left behind. Ya Allah, we only can make dua. Ya Allah, give us the hearts, Ya Allah, to make dua for them. Give us the words, O my Allah. It is two rakat salah we can read for the ummah, O my Allah. That you relieve the ummah and make it easy for them. Ya Allah, shelter them. Ya Allah, feed them. Ya Allah, clothe them. Ya Allah, give them resistance. Ya Allah, make them strong, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, keep the iman strong in their hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make the sacrifice a means of, Ya Allah, hidayat for us, O my Allah. Our eyes open up, O my Allah. Those involved in sin and guna, in extravagance in haram, Ya Allah, in drugs, Ya Allah, in pornography, in haram sites, in everything haram in their life, Ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat for all, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, where do we have time, O my Allah?
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have all these thoughts about Sharia and Deen, fighting within our homes, Ummah, Ya Allah. There's no sukun, husband and wife fighting. Ya Allah, where this type of all is in the Ummah is crying right now. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand the purpose of our existence, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we make Tawbah, Ummah, Ya Allah. We make Tawbah tonight, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Abhi tak hum samjhe nahi. Ya Allah, we have understood, Ya Allah, the purpose of our life. Ya Allah, tu hi samjhade, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us understand, Ummah, Ya Allah. What you sent us for? Why you give us hearts and minds and brains, Ummah, Ya Allah? Not to invest in dunya, mata' al-ghurur, deception, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made us ummati za Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that they are crying for the ummah, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give it to our masturat and our children. Establish halqas of ta'aleem within our homes, Ummah, Ya Allah. Where da'wat will take place. Ya Allah, khidmat will take place, Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the homes of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ya Allah, that will booming with iman and amal. Make our homes like the homes of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Within our hearts and our children that the jazba and fervor for deen, like the children of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, accept us and forgive us. Ya Allah, protect the Ummah. Ya Allah, give us Iman. Let's die with Iman. Wake us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Save us from haram and disobedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram and disobedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make us 5 times Musalli in the Masjid, O May Allah. Our children, our progenies, O May Allah. Give us Khatima bil Khair. Give us Mawt upon Iman. O May Allah, all those that are sick and ailing, grant them Shifa, Ajil, Kamil, Mustamir. All those in debts in the banks, O May Allah, crush their debts, O May Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many out there want to get married, O May Allah. Your treasures are very vast, O May Allah. Send for them suitable and pious spouses, O May Allah. All those, Ya Allah, that don't have children, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you open your khazana for them. You know what is best for them, O May Allah. Grant them normal, pious children, O May Allah, that will become, Ya Allah, a pride of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reward our mashayikh, reward our satiza, reward our parents. Fill the qabr with noor, O May Allah. Give us sufi to make their khidmat, O May Allah. If you hurt anyone, Ya Allah, forgive us and reward those people, O May Allah. O May Allah, we thank you for all your bounties and your ni'mas, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your bounties and take us in your bounties. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin. 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 Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, as we mention every week, the Friday night we have a very special program in the Masjid al-Hilal every Friday with the Ijtima takes place. As we encourage the brothers, at least we can come for the Isha program after Isha, Hayatul Sahaba, and we sit and listen to the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Today we are taking out hours and hours to see series and to see sports and to see this. Take out some time in the week to listen to Sahaba ikram. That how their reaction, what were the emotions, their love for deen. Bring our little sons also, let them listen to it. Let us sit in the gathering of Iman and see and feel that Masjid al-Nabi was like this every night. Every night was like this. Where there was Noor, where the Masjid was taking place, Sahaba Ikram were there. So at least a Friday night program. Many brothers, they have a Dawat Friday night. We can change it for some other night. Tonight is the night to go and sit in the program, listen to the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. MashaAllah, many brothers, they bring their young children. It's so exciting for them also. There's Masjid al-Hilal, they want to come because there's a canteen downstairs. So we're eating out, but in the Masjid, alhamdulillah. Eating out, but in the Masjid, the house of Allah. Allah is hosting us, spiritually and physically also. So make it an outing for the young children that we want to go. They remember us one day, that I used to go with my father for the Shab Guzari program. Although he wasn't, what do you say, tablighi jamaati, but he used to go at least for that program. There's a legacy we leave behind. And there was the time will come out. He'll come out at night at home, just sitting with the family. But at least they won't know he's gone for the Shab Guzari. Let them listen to the live streaming, the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Where will he hear this? In the whole week we don't hear it. What they're hearing about celebrities. Hazrat Hakim Sahab would say, celebrities, international gaddehe. The international donkeys making all the shores and the seas of the world napak with their haram activities. Go listen to the pure lives of Sahaba. These were real men. These were real women that passed on. Bring our children. We also allow ourselves a little. Please listen, take note of it. The Friday nights is happening in Shab Guzari, Masjid al-Hilal, Asr is Tas. After Maghrib, there's a Bayan also. And after Isha, we have beautiful Jamaats that are coming. Arab Jamaats are coming. Now we have beautiful Bangladeshi Jamaat. They might look like simple people, but subhanAllah, moving in the path of Allah, Today the entire Jamaat was keeping Roza also. To go meet people like this, moving in the path of Allah, leaving the country behind, to sit with them, see the fervor of Iman in them, we'll get inspired. We'll make intention also. We all will try, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. SubhanAllah.